Yo, minasan, konnichiwa, welcome to Living La Vida in Japan. I'm your host, Ninjari. Now check it out. Happy Thursday, everyone. It is February 22nd, 2024. How are you? How's everything? Well, check it out. I've been playing baseball in Japan for about 2 years now. And, you know, due to my body not being able to keep up with these young lions, I have to force myself to retire from playing baseball. But, on the plus side, I am going to start playing softball. But another sport has emerged, and out of the blue, a friend of a friend talked about me with a team that is looking for a player, and they gave me a tryout. So guess what? I tried out for a futsal team, and this actually happened 2 days ago. Now, before I get to that, a little bit background about me. Like, I love playing sports. I grew up playing sports. I played all types of sports. You know, I've always been athletic. You know, I'm not necessarily, oh my goodness, I'm a great athlete, this and that. I mean, I'm good in some sports, like in soccer, for example. You know, I'm decent. I'm good. I think soccer from all the sports, I played soccer the longest. So, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I'll give it a shot. So, mind you, I've never really played futsal. I've played indoor soccer and just soccer. But nothing could prepare me for how fast futsal is. And wow, I was blown away of the speed of the game. It's just one of those games where you play 4-on-4, 5-on-5, and it's in a hardwood surface, and you just go nonstop. Like, you sub on the fly. But in this practice, this was a practice / tryout. There was no, you know, substitution on the fly. You literally, you know, I had four guys on my team, and it was, you know, 16 players in total. And the team that I was trying out for, they have two teams, one in Division 1 and one in Division 2. Obviously, I'm trying for Division 2 because, like I said, I'm not all that good, especially in futsal. I've never played. So I started playing, and I felt like I was out of sync because, you know, in soccer, when you get a pass, you have somewhat of a slower time to react versus futsal, because most likely they're not going to come at you. You have time and space to dribble the ball. Not in futsal, since it's a small court, everyone just comes at you, and I don't have time to react. So that was my problem, that I was overthinking. I mean, I didn't do that bad, okay? I did get, you know, 3 assists, you know, and really good blocks. And, you know, I got to play keeper too, because we have to rotate. You know, that's the way it is. I actually did very well as keeper. I was actually surprised that I stopped some rockets. You know, I just guessed. You know, it wasn't one of those things where I'm like, okay, I just guessed it's going to go here based on the guy's shooting, where he's shooting from. And I just guessed the trajectory, and voila, I got it. Anyhow, going back to the story, so, you know, thank goodness I worked out, like, before. Like, before I even attempted to do this, I was already in shape. So, I was not, like, huffing and puffing. I mean, I was out of breath, but I would recover very quickly. So, that was, you know, something that was a plus on my side. Honestly, when I finished the whole practice, I honestly thought the coach and the captain were going to be like, all right, you know what? Thank you for coming. You know, we'll let you know. That's what I was expecting. I was expecting a no, because, you know, I don't think I did anything out of, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I deserve a spot on this team. They actually offered me a spot on the team, and I was very surprised, because honestly, I don't think I did enough to show what I'm capable of. I thought it was okay. I did okay. But I guess they liked me because, you know, I guess they liked what I did. I don't know what their expectations were. I don't know what was what. But I did, I guess, good enough to earn a spot on the team. And I really need to practice on a lot of things before April comes, when the league matches start. I need to look up futsal movement specifically without the ball, and dribbling practices techniques, so I could work on that, because I need to dribble. Like, my level is not there. Like, when I would get the ball, I would dribble a little bit and then I would pass it right away. And usually it would be behind me because there was nothing in front of me. But, you know, when I was playing with them, some dudes would literally drive up the court and make some moves and find an opening. So in hindsight, that's what I need to do. So that's what I need to work on. If you have any tips, shoot me an email at goninjadad@gmail.com. I'm curious to know. I just want to do well. Anyhow, that is all for today. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you later. Hasta luego. Matane.